Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce one of the most common and most important vowel sounds of American English, er. Er, as in the words sir and early. This sound is distinctly American. This sound does not exist in many other languages and is therefore one of the most difficult sounds for English students to pronounce. However, if you want to speak English with a standard American accent, it's important to learn how Americans pronounce this sound. In fact, using this sound is considered to be a sign of an educated person, so it's even more important to master it. Furthermore, the position for er is the same tongue position for the consonant R, so learning how to pronounce it is helpful for mastering R and eventually mastering the distinction between R and L. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the vowel er. We're also going to practice this sound in some key American words, phrases, and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to articulate how to pronounce the er sound. Slowly curl your tongue tip backwards so that it points at the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue tip. Feel the sides of your tongue touching your back inner gums. Your lips can move forward a little when you say er. You may feel some tension in your jaw when you pronounce this sound, which is okay. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to form. Er. Er. Here are some tips for pronouncing er accurately. Start with your tongue tip down, in the neutral position. Start in the position of uh. Then, gradually curl your tongue with the motion beginning at the tip, not the back of the tongue. Slow, gradual curling is the best way to learn this sound. When you finish, make sure that you feel the back sides of your tongue pressing up against your back inner gums and teeth. Feel that contact on the back sides of the tongue. Er. Now let's practice pronouncing some words which contain er on the stressed syllable. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to your form, gradually curling your tongue for the er sound. Sir. Her. Learn. Nurse. It's even more challenging to pronounce this sound when it falls on the unstressed syllable of a word. Even some of my most advanced private students here in New York have trouble with er in this position. For example, the word understand is often mispronounced as understand. But it should include the vowel er, understand. Of course, the er should be quicker than that. You want to quickly get in and out of the er position when it falls on an unstressed syllable. A quick curl of your tongue and you're done. Get in and get out. Understand. Please listen and repeat the following words containing er on an unstressed syllable. Better. Paper. Afternoon. Understand. Saturday. Now let's practice this vowel sound in some key American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat. Ladies first. Do you deliver? Happy birthday. She's an early bird. Mastering the er sound takes time and practice. As you can see, it is even more difficult when combined with other sounds such as L, as in the word early, or TH, as in the word birthday. But the key to mastering this sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something automatically, without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities, such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. If you want more practice exercises, like the one in this podcast, and are interested in learning all the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also make a donation to English Pronunciation Pod. Your support helps keep English Pronunciation Pod free and accessible for anybody who wants to improve their accent. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.